Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Let There Be Light.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said, Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on the earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky. And so it happened. God created the great monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the waters teem, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, Be fertile, multiply, fill the water of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. Evening came, morning came, the fifth day. Then God said, Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of all kinds. And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, and all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. God created human beings in his own image, in the divine image he created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them, saying, Be fertile, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have a dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the living things that move on the earth. God also said, See, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food. And to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all living creatures that crawl on the ground, I give all the green plants for food. And so it happened. God looked at everything that God had made, and God found it very good. Evening came and morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all the work that God had done in creation. Wow. Buckle your seatbelts, friends, because today's first reading from the book of Genesis has unleashed a world of colors and music for us to enjoy, given us the green light to have fun from daybreak to the end of the day. In other words, we've been given a free ticket to the zoo or to the botanical gardens, or who knows, maybe it's paradise itself. In the beginning, God said, Let there be light. In other words, turn all the lights on so we can dance and sing songs with the birds and the trees. Oh, what wild and wonderful creativity. Birds flying in the dome of the sky while sea monsters pop up from deep below to make sure they weren't left behind. Fish and water creatures of all kinds, wild and winged birds, both big and small, hawks and woodpeckers showing off their tricks as the chickadees play tunes for the children in the park, squirrels and field mice playing hide-and-go-seek with the red-winged blackbirds. God surely delights in all of this color and beauty and harmony and music. Who could have ever created this spectacular film of flora and fauna? And it all began because God said, Ready or not, here we go. Or was it in the beginning, let there be light? Look at all of these shades of color, rainbows hiding under park benches, just waiting for the clouds to wander their way. Oh, blessed creativity, oh, gift of life. What kind of God would invent frogs and orangutans? One with a great mind at heart, of course, one who surely knows something about mixing wild colors with tiny tidbits of Mozart in the early spring, encircled by a wreath of red roses mixed with yellows, blues, and pinks for the children to play in. Oh, the joy and the flow of God's backyard. I think God is teaching us to go beyond what we already know, to love the people we never thought we could, to let earthworms and blue jays call a truce and have some fun. Our minds and our hearts, like our arms, naturally spread outwardly, longing to engage with the source of life so that we can know about God's love. Why then do we always put Pharisees in one corner and the blue bonnets in the other? Why not scatter the seeds with abandon, trusting in God's wildness? No easy path, of course, but it's fun and worth a try. Isn't this the secret to the heart of God? It's called risk, and it's one of those ingredients of life that we can't be left out of. We can learn something about the beauty and expansiveness of God's very heart only if we step into this dangerous and beautiful world. If we want to know something about the heart of God, we must befriend grasshoppers and earthworms, friends and enemies as well. Only the fragile child who befriends grasshoppers can teach us how to fall in love with God. Of course, grasshoppers and butterflies and prisoners and clowns already know these things. In other words, it's all or nothing. God's world is just that. We are told that God stands in utter awe, enjoying the beauty and all who take the time to smell the roses and throw some lovely green grass for the cattle and the creeping things, for the wild and the tame. After all, they all help us to see the face of God, and God saw that it was good. We're part of that goodness of God, learning to be fragile clay vessels that one day will be cracked and broken. Most of us have already gone through that journey at least once, but that's okay. God always has a Band-Aid at hand. We know, God, you don't expect perfection. So continue to journey with us, even when we stumble along the way and forget to tie our shoelaces. Teach us to laugh and to love and to forgive, for we know that you speak that language. So we sit down today and listen deeply in the depths of our soul and let the song of creation flow into us like a cool stream, transforming us from our big toe all the way to the top of our head. It's called love and joy and gratitude. God took time to place each piece right where it is supposed to be, beautiful and holy. Amen.